those counties, I suppose, would consistently be in the, certainly the lower half of the table of averages each year, Ronan, and Leitrim would tend to be down there at the lowest point really each year. And, you know, for a number of reasons, the land quality, they're furthest away from the likes of Dublin or Cork or Galway, the big cities where there's a lot of extra demand and cash flowing around. So that'll be the reason why. The prices would jump, of course, running from year to year, up 1 year, down the next year. We're seeing a bit of that, certainly in Donegal. They would have spiked there 2 or 3 years ago, but they'll come back down to the longer-term trend now. That would just tend to reflect the different types of properties that come up from year to year. Sometimes you'll have more plain land. Sometimes you'll have a kind of a prestige or a standout property that will tend to push the average upwards again. So what we're seeing there for 2024 would reflect really what came on sale. The outcome, Ronan, for Donegal would have been average price across the 2024 across the county was just under 8,000 an acre there, 7,153. So that was a considerable dip in what we were reporting last year, a fall of about 25%. The change in Leitrim, Ronan, would have been smaller, price down about 6% the previous year, and the average there just under 6,419 per acre. It's kind of price has been steady in Leitrim at that level, average price, for the last number of years.
I've previously spoken to a number of people involved when it comes to property prices, and what they've indicated a lot of the time is that often prices are dictated by the demand is exceeding the current supply. Is that a case in this time around as well?
Yes, demand, certainly over the last few years, demand would have been stronger than supply, and as a result we saw prices around the country rising up. This year was 2024, I should say, last year was a slightly different year, Ronan, in that I think farmer confidence was dented last year, certainly in the first half of the year, because farmers are coming out of one of the wettest autumns and winters in living memory, and milk prices, for example, which are a key component of the land market, had been very weak for the period before, so farmer confidence was low. A lot of land sales were delayed. The land market was very slow to get going in 2024, and because land was sodden and just didn't look at its best. So, but once it got going, certainly we could see around the country that demand was good, albeit the prices in some counties were back a bit.